John McCain took his campaign message to Canada today. Canadians may not vote, but the country provides a terrific backdrop for McCain to go after Barack Obama on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. NAFTA is popular in Canada, and the Canadian Prime Minister is a conservative, so there should be lots of warm handshaking and smiling photo ops during McCain's brief visit, right? Wrong. The world's Carol Hills has more.
John McCain spoke in Ottawa today before the Economic Club of Canada, a business organization. McCain talked at length about the very long, very close, and very important relationship between the United States and Canada. And he pledged his support of NAFTA and called opposition to the trade agreement, not naming any names, nothing more than retreating behind protectionist walls. McCain's audience in Ottawa cheered his remarks, but that's at odds with how Canadians as a whole are viewing the American presidential candidates. James Travers is a national affairs columnist for the Toronto Star.
Given the opportunity, Canadians would overwhelmingly elect Senator Obama. It's, in fact, the ratio is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 3-1. So it's a very interesting dynamic. It's essentially a choice of Canadians are saying, we're voting with our hearts rather than our wallets on this one, if we had the opportunity to vote at all.
They don't, of course, have a vote in the American election, but many Canadians believe their own government tried to influence the outcome of it. One of the big stories in Canada these past few months has been the leaked memo. In March, as you may recall, there were reports that Obama advisors had tipped off Canadian diplomats that their candidate's promise to reopen NAFTA was just campaign rhetoric aimed at winning votes in the Ohio primary. After Obama and the Canadian government denied the allegation, some official in Ottawa leaked a diplomatic memo describing just such a conversation. A 3-month federal investigation in Canada was unable to determine who leaked the memo. They chose to blame low-level civil servants. But it's widely believed that someone in the office of the Canadian Prime Minister was responsible. So, who was not at today's luncheon with McCain? The Canadian Prime Minister, a fellow conservative. Nor was anyone else from his office. Katie O'Malley covers Canadian politics for the online version of Maclean's, kind of like Canada's Newsweek.
You know, they're not exactly rolling up the red carpets as far as the party in power and the government is concerned. The prime minister is off in Saskatchewan. As far as I know, no ministers other than I think maybe the foreign affairs minister is planning to attend the lunch. And no staffers are. The staffers were sort of informally told it's probably not a good idea to go. So even though this normally might be an event that you would get a lot of interest amongst political junkies on the Hill, because of the context, it's really seen as being too risky to be seen there.
Canada's relationship with the United States can sometimes be a touchy subject. As former Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau once told an American audience, living next to you is in some ways like sleeping with an elephant. No matter how friendly or temperate the beast, one is affected by every twitch and grunt. Canada listens closely to those twitches and grunts. Despite sometimes feeling underappreciated and, of course, misunderstood, Canada depends on the United States. Again, James Travers.
The relationship is absolutely central to Canada, and a huge concern in this country is that relationship is threatened by the so-called thickening of the border. So I think the issue is very top of mind in Canada, and extraordinarily germane to what Canadians see as the role and purpose of their federal government, and that is ensuring close but not cozy relations with the United States.
In the past few months, there have been articles in the Canadian press pointing out the candidate's connections to Canada. It turns out one of John McCain's daughters, Sidney McCain, lives in Toronto. And Barack Obama's sister is married to a man from Ontario. Katie O'Malley says relations between the two countries have been so close for so long that most Americans can find a connection to Canada eventually.
It's almost like the Kevin Bacon game. You can eventually find a connection to Canada for any presidential candidate if their campaign tries hard enough to find one.
Pretty funny, eh? For The World, I'm Carol Hills.